Hi, this is Dan O'Connor, and this is Something to Think About. So I just came back from Memphis, and all throughout Memphis, wherever I went, there were signs up saying, get your H1N1 vaccine here. Get your swine flu shot here. And I thought to myself, you know, this is not the number one epidemic that the U.S. is facing, swine flu. The real epidemic that we're facing, as you know, is swine attitude. I would rather be infected with the H1N1 virus than with negativity. And I was watching a show on PBS recently. You might see it if you look on your local PBS channel, about the human brain and our emotions and how happiness is literally contagious. Literally. When you are around happy people, it actually changes your brain chemistry. Your prefrontal cortex in the brain actually changes and starts to act differently when you are around happy people. I would assume the same would be true. We all know it's true when we are around toxic people, when we are around negative people, when we're around energy vampires, negaholics, whatever you want to call them. You know that that seeps into the brain. And that is the number one crisis that the United States is facing right now. Not swine flu, swine attitude. Because you know these negaholics, you know these energy vampires. They wallow in the mud and try to bring you right down in it. That's what they do. It's not their fault. I mean, I don't want to hold anything against the negaholics. I don't want to hold anything against the energy vampires. That's what pigs do. They wallow in the mud. And that's what people infected with swine attitude do. They wallow in the mud, in the darkness, and they want to bring you right down there with it. Garbage goes into their mouth, and garbage comes out of their mouth. That's okay. That's about them. And just like we have to do something to strengthen our defenses against swine flu, we have to do something to strengthen our defenses against swine attitude. You can't just say, oh, well, I work with a bunch of sick people, but it's not going to affect me, and not do anything to prevent it from affecting you. If you worked in an office filled with people with H1N1, you would do something to prevent that virus from seeping into your body, wouldn't you? Why would we think it would be any different when we are working with negative people? Most of us don't do anything to proactively defend against negativity and toxic attitudes. That is a mistake. If you are not already taking 10 minutes in the morning to read something inspirational, to meditate, to pray, to do whatever it is that charges you up and strengthens your attitudinal immune system, you are doomed. We can no longer sit back and do nothing and expect not to get infected with the swine attitude virus. Today, if you have not done so, stop what you're doing right now and take 10 minutes to do something for yourself, to do something to change your brain chemistry. You know that when you meditate, your brain chemistry actually changes. Now, some people say, oh, well, I garden. That's my form of meditation. No, that's your form of gardening. Or some people say, I like to go for long walks. That's my form of meditation. No, that's your form of going for long walks. Meditation is different. Prayer is different. Again, it actually changes your brain waves. And if you are not already giving yourself that gift of strengthening your attitudinal immune system every day, start now. This is not a drill. When you look around your life, you know who the toxic people are. Be proactive. Take time for you. Basically, be selfish. Most of us are not selfish enough. You know when the oxygen masks drop down in an airplane? If you're sitting with a small child, whose do you put on first? Yours. Most of us are not doing that. Most of us are going into work putting oxygen masks on our coworkers. We put oxygen masks on our bosses. We put oxygen masks on our customers. Then we will go home and put oxygen masks on our spouse. We'll put oxygen masks on our children. We'll put oxygen masks on our parents. But we're busy passing out because people, in general, are not putting on their own oxygen masks first. Today is all about you. Take whatever means necessary to strengthen your physical body, through eating right and exercise, to strengthen your attitude, by reading something inspirational, by praying, by meditating, and do it every day. Because you may or may not survive if you get the swine flu, but I would rather die a quick death than a slow, horrific death of the soul that comes with swine attitude. Today, do it for you. Be strong, be vigilant, but be proactive. Take steps before the swine flu infects you to protect yourself against it. Because just like any other disease, it's contagious. Don't let it get you. When you take steps to strengthen your attitudinal immunity system, when you take steps to strengthen your spirit, when you take steps to strengthen your mind, just like a weak virus that we can overcome, we can overcome swine attitude. And a very simple step you can take is, remember this, when you start thinking negative thoughts, speak positive words. Say that out loud right now. When I think negative thoughts, I shall speak positive words. Say that. When I think negative thoughts, I shall speak positive words. And that alone will help protect you from the swine attitude. So stop by and tell us what you think or ask us a question. Interact with us at www.powerdiversity.com, and you'll find lots of tools there to help you communicate more effectively, deal with difficult people, and of course, slay energy vampires. This is Dan O'Connor giving you something to think about.